For the latest high school football news, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Now back to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week.
And tonight's game presented, as always, by Open MRI of Wall, the premier medical imaging provider at the Jersey Shore.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, and Sarluka back here on our Saturday night game of the week, broadcasting tonight on our AM stations on the Shore Sports Network, 1160, 1310, WOBM AM. Of course, as always, on the web at shoresportsnetwork.com. Fourth down and eight. Griffins will have to punt. Clinic off the side of his foot. Oof. Rolls this one out of bounds at the 34-yard line. That will go as a 16-yard punt.
Must have been the cramp leg, huh?
Well, he's still limping.
Yeah,
he's still limping.
I think he just came into punt, actually.
Yes. Yeah, because he's a two-way player, and he did come off the field.
Okay, Ed, what'd you find out?
Well, she used to be the trainer. Jen is her name, from Central Regional, but now is not training. She's in the classroom at Central, Kevin. Bob DiStefano is the trainer here at Mondon. He has a wedding tonight, and she is filling in, doing Bob a favor. Is that enough information, or you want
no
last,
last name?
You want last name?
No last name.
I can't go that far. She'd probably call a cop and have me arrested.
First down and 10 now for the Lions, who take over possession at their own 34-yard line. Amel Devar shuffles in motion off the right side. Castronova off a high snap. In trouble and will get sacked. Brought down by Ben Alexander in the backfield. You know, short of the fumble that Jackson Liberty brought in, the Griffin defense has only yielded 7 points, and that was after a turnover inside the 30-yard line.
Yeah, Timmy Osborne, the Jackson Liberty coach, mentioned that at halftime, and it's true. Mondon's defense has certainly played well enough to win. They just haven't gotten any help on the other side.
At the 25-yard line, the ball was spotted. That goes as a loss of 9. Sets up 2nd and 19. We are up and running now. 45 seconds gone by in the fourth quarter. Jackson Liberty leading Monsignor Donovan 14-0. Three backs this time in the backfield with Castronova. Amel Devar will get it up the middle. Lowers the shoulder, taken down as he crosses the line of scrimmage by Steve Kenny. 2-yard pickup.
Kenny's done a nice job tonight up front.
Yes, he has. Kenny, DeMaria, Azzolini. And I really like the linebacking crew, you know, with Hannafin and Farrell, Ortiz. Pretty tough defensive crew. Tough. You know, a lot of players going both ways. You know, when you get parochial small school situation, not as many kids as the Group 4, Group 5 schools. A lot of kids going both ways. Done a nice job tonight on defense.
Third down and about 17. Castronova rolling left in the flat for Foster. He's got a full head of steam, and he will dive forward and get a first down. Knew exactly where he needed to get to and went 1 yard past it to the 45-yard line. Tackle made again by Alexander. Nice job of Castronova giving the ball to Foster, the fullback, on the dead run.
That was the play that Mondon actually ran before when they had the fourth down and 12, and I mentioned when he rolled, he had the guy in the flat, didn't throw the ball. That time he did, Castronova did, and the result was a nice gain and a first down.
Nine black given near sideline to the right. Split backfield. The tight end off to the left side. Foster will get the carry again. Foster hit at the 49-yard line and dropped at the 49. Suskevich and Hansen in on the tackle for Monsignor Donovan. It'll bring up 2nd down and 6, 9.5 minutes now remaining. And time all of a sudden becoming a factor, especially when you take into the equation the Mondon offense has really struggled here tonight.
Yeah, and they need 2 scores, not one. You know, so they've got to watch the clock as well as this Jackson Liberty offense. I may have to sit in on the next staff meeting and state my case for Mr. Foster to get a little bit more touches. What do you think?
Split back set. High snap. Amel Devar gets it. Castronova did a great job just handling the snap. Amel Devar takes it into Griffin territory. Stacked up at the 47-yard line. Alexander on the tackle. 3rd down and a long 2 coming up. big play for the Griffins.
The big guy, Brad Henson, to the sidelines.
By the way, Ed, I just want to follow up. I do know the trainer.
There you go. I see.
Do know her. Okay. I remember when she was at Central.
Okay. Yep. I didn't think she was lying to me.
No, she knows. Absolutely.
Yeah. Third down, as we said, a long two. A lot riding on this one. Three backs in the backfield here for Castronova. He wants to run it, and he will get hit in the backfield. Hard wow. charging pressure. Andy Ullman coming off the defensive end. The 6'2", 200-pound senior making a play that will force Liberty to punt and keep Mondon alive.
Well, I'll tell you what, I mean, Ullman just leveled him. Jim Papalia, the defensive coordinator for the Griffins, really has to be happy with the way his team has played, his unit has performed.
They've kept the team in the football game. Ostrowski on to punt. I think you got to go after him right now.
Does look like they're stacked in the middle.
Fourth and five. Pressure coming. Ostrowski gets it off. Low kick. Takes that long roll on the grass field. It will trickle down inside the 10-yard line. Ostrowski did a good job of just getting it off, keeping it low, and hoping that he got a good roll, and he certainly did. Ball will be spotted at the 9-yard line. Two scores down are the Griffins. They trail 14-0, 7:22 to go. A win here, Ed, for Jackson Liberty puts them at 6-2 at the cutoff.
Still not a home game, Matt.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Timmy Osborne
possibly
said
four.
Four would be as high as they could go. Probably more likely in the, 5-6 spot, Ed, I guess.
Yeah, I think they want it. What they want to do, and we'll talk after this play, Matt.
Saskevichon pumps once. The pump and go down the far sideline, and this one is intercepted.
Number two on the night for Castronova.
Castronova, the free safety, again doing his job, reading the quarterback, rolling to the coverage, and intercepting his second of the night, and it will be Liberty football at the Mondon 36-yard line.
Well, just trying to make a play there. Really does not have an open receiver. But it's been a long night for the Donovan offense for sure. Just have not been able to make any plays.
First and 10 now for Jackson Liberty. They can deliver a knockout blow on this drive. Tight end right, split wide receiver set. Griffin showing blitz, and Farrell that time tried to judge the snap count and went 2 yards into the backfield. He'll get whistled for that, and it'll make it first and five. Ed, let's talk about this bracket in Central Jersey Group 4. Going into this weekend, Sayreville, West Windsor, Plainsboro South, Colonia, and Colts Neck were the top four seeds. Steinert and Colts Neck both had 104 power points. Woodbridge, Middletown, South Jackson, Liberty as the bottom teams.
Yeah, the teams you want to try to avoid if I'm Jax Liberty is Middletown South and Sayreville. I think those are the two teams that could come out of this bracket, and Jackson Liberty does not want to play them early.
Throwing downfield. This one almost intercepted. That could have been offensive pass interference.
Absolutely.
Great
I
coverage.
It should have been.
By Ray Gant. Nick Matos was the intended receiver, and Matos, mugged the corner.
No, I don't think there's any doubt about that one.
Coach Duddy not real happy, and I would have to agree with that one.
It's about as animated as I think I've ever seen. Watch them for 19 years, 7 here at Mondon and 12 at Central before that.
It's about the 10th time the hat has hit the ground today.
Yeah, hat's dirty by now.
Very dirty, white hat. Castronova, quarterback draw off the left side, trying to get his way forward to the 25-yard line, which would be a first down. Going to be right at the yard marker.
Protecting the Cruz. Football with two hands around it.
Ortiz on the tackle for the Griffins, number 23.
It is a first down, and that'll buy a few more minutes off the clock for the Lions.
Number is 8-4-1.
Remember, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Jackson Liberty has never had a truly winning season, correct? They have
500,
been 500, but not a, you know, over 500 record. I think this will be the first one, this 6-2. This will guarantee them that first.
Castronova waiting for the back judge to start counting. He has. Quarterback keep off the right side. Small gain, about a two-yard pickup to the 23-yard line. It'll bring up a second and 8. Farrell among the Griffins on the tackle.
Well, I'm going to make my way over to the Lions sideline now because I know during our next commercial timeout, you'll be saying, who is our offensive, our
player of the game,
Ocean Trophy player of the game.
Add a little rusty.
I may need some help from the coaching staff over there.
Well, I got my guy.
I have my guy, too.
I'm telling you, I like somebody on defense.
Second and 8. The give here is to Dom Regina off the left side. Getting his first carry of the night. Takes it to the 10-yard line. Long gainer off tackle. That stop made by Connor Hansen.
Is your guy Kevin's guy, Matt?
I don't know. We haven't discussed it.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about it right now. I don't think we have the same guy.
Okay. I've got one also.
Disagree.
I could be easily swung to your side because
okay.
He was my number 2.
All right.
So I have no say in this.
No.
Not really.
Not really.
I mean, let's be honest about how the broadcast really works.
I'm still plugging for a defensive guy. I've been plugging for that all year.
Split backfield, and again, the Griffins jumping, just trying to make something happen defensively. 4:37 to go in this fourth quarter. 14-0, Jackson Liberty leads. Not quite sure where we will be next weekend on what we expect to be a Friday night broadcast as the state playoffs will start with the opening round. You can check out shoresportsnetwork.com for our updated schedule and certainly get all of the information as to our intentions on our Thursday night high school football show, which takes place from 7 to 8:30 from the Water Street Grill in downtown Toms River. First down now and 5 from the 6-yard line. Castronova with the clock running, again waiting for the back judge to start counting. Split back, split receiver set. Ball set from the left hash mark. Regina gets the carry again, trying to pick a spot off the left side. Gets the legs churning, keeps it alive and scores. Well, there was a decent block to spring him for a second, but give a lot of credit that time to Dom Regina, who made that play happen, the 5'7 sophomore, part of this young backfield for Jackson Liberty.
Also has got fresh legs, really has not run the ball that much. And he's running against now what is clearly a tired defensive group.
Make it 20-0, and on is Ostrowski. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, drifting off to the left, but is good. 21-0. Jackson Liberty leads here at the home of the Griffins. We step out for 30 seconds. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week. On 105.7. I went all night and I didn't do it.
Ah, you got it.
On the Shore Sports Network.
For the latest high school football news, visit shoresportsnetwork.com. Now back to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week.
And coming up at the end of tonight's game, our Cleese Bar and Grill post-game show, in which we'll present our Cleese Ocean Trophies Player of the Game. Will receive a nice trophy from us, courtesy of Scott Ritchie at Ocean Trophies, Route 9, Inland Oco Harbor.
4 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. Another squib kick goes to the second line. This time Alexander will try and return it. Takes it out over the 40, gets to the 41-yard line, where it'll be first down and 10 for Monsignor Donovan. Just hasn't been the Griffins' night. Remember, if you're just joining us, they lost their quarterback, Vin Grasso, in the first quarter. I have to think back a little bit, and as I get older like you guys, my memory starts to fade a little bit. I don't think he even got a snap at quarterback, did he? Was that on the opening drive?
No, that was on defense. The third play of the game on defense.
Yeah. Yep.
He didn't even take a snap at quarterback.
You know, and just I think the the flow of the game for Mondon was actually over before it began, to really be honest with you. Not to take anything away from Jackson Liberty, who's been a more complete team on both sides of the ball. But, you know, there was a lot of momentum. It's senior night for Mondon and all of that. And then, you know, on the third play of the game, and by the way, there were two players ejected. Let's not forget that. A young sophomore who really doesn't even play for Jackson Liberty. He was on the sidelines when it happened. He was ejected as well. But, listen, you talk about a bad trade-off. I mean, the Griffins lose maybe their key offensive player who runs this flexbone offense. And you know what? It really have not been able to overcome that.
First down and 10. Suskevich wants to throw in the flat. Finds a connection with Ortiz, who will take it out over the 46-yard line. And Ed, as we, you know, kind of talked about, depending on, I guess, what gets filed and how it makes its way to the state.
Ed said at halftime it's
signed, sealed, and delivered because it was a flagrant foul.
So you'd have to think that
it must be written up.
Suskevich will be the guy maybe to play in the state playoff game. Down the field, that catch made by Ray Gant at the 38-yard line, they will rule. That is a first down.
Yeah, we're no telling what the Griffs will do, but if Grosso cannot play, the quarterback will obviously have a week of practice working with the first unit, which helps immensely. Suskevich doing
to make it three in a row. In trouble here. Hit as he releases the football and wisely throws it out of bounds. Charging hard off the end was Dan Nyblack.
Now, the good news for Mondon, and if it is good news, is that Grasso would be able to play in what's technically their regular season finale against Manchester, a game they will need then to lock up the title. They could have clinched it tonight. They'll need that game now.
Yep, he'll miss the state playoff opening round, which by our estimation will likely be against Red Bank Catholic.
Piece of cake.
And then come back for Manchester, trying to lock up a division crown. Suskevich this time trying to keep the play alive and will get sacked. Nyblack was there. Regina involved in the pressure with 3 minutes remaining. It is third down and 13. Suskevich right back to the line, wanting to throw in the flat. Catch made by Ortiz. Jackson Liberty all over that. Regina, first man on the scene. 2-yard pickup. It brings up fourth down and 11. And a timeout has been taken by Monsignor Donovan. We will keep it right here. 2:41 remaining in the fourth quarter. 21-0 Lions.
And, you know, here's one. Jackson Liberty is not a team that there's really been a lot of talk about this year. But they're going to go to 6-2. They'll have a playoff game next week. And they might have their first chance ever to finally beat their rivals. And I believe Thanksgiving Eve, I think they're scheduled to play the Wednesday night.
The Jaguars.
They play that game for what they call the Connor Cup, named after the former and the late athletic director Don Connor, one of the more colorful characters I've ever met in my life. And Jackson Memorial has won that game every year. Liberty has not yet beat him. And you know what? Maybe going to this one, Liberty actually, I guess, is favored. Will probably be favored.
I would agree that they would be the favorite whenever they play that game. Exactly.
How about this? I'm doing some quick math. Mondon with a loss here goes to 5-1 of the division.
I know what you're going to say,
wins,
Matt.
Jackson, Liberty, Lakewood, and Barnegat.
Zero, right?
two of those teams, Lakewood and Jackson Liberty at 4-2. Barnegat still with one more conference game to go. Talk about it a little bit more after this play. Halfback pass for Ortiz looking for Klimek. That will draw a flag on a pass interference on Regina.
And Regina never turned back to the ball, ran with his back to the ball, and had no idea and was called for the interference. Good call by the official there. It'll be a first down for Mondon.
So let me finish the thought. At least in this scenario, as I'm counting games, you could set yourself up for a four-way division tie if Mondon was to lose to Manchester over Thanksgiving week.
Manchester's had a rough year. That would be a huge upset.
But, you know, I mean, the possibility is there.
Yep. Also, How about the three Mondon losses if they don't score here in this game? All shutouts.
Yep, Vianney, Rumson, and Jackson Liberty. Good right. point, Ed.
Yeah.
This is the end of the conference slate for Jackson Liberty. Flags out to get this one started. Barnegat plays who on Thanksgiving? Pinelands?
Correct, I
week?
Believe.
Yeah, believe so. By the way, as we mentioned earlier, Manchester is playing at Central tomorrow, a 1 o'clock start. Free admission, actually donations for hurricane efforts. You know, also tomorrow, how about 4 o'clock tomorrow, Jackson Memorial hosts Brick. That's a 4 o'clock game.
4 o'clock on Sunday. It's yeah. like an NFL game. Szczepanik wants to throw down the seam. Almost intercepted. Wanted Ortiz. And it'll bring up third down and goal. So that is how kind of things shake out. Mondon will be 5-1 after a loss tonight. Lakewood and Jackson Liberty 5-2. Barnegat 4-2. They still have got one more game to play in the division. And Mondon does as well. So the possibility will remain all the way through the Thanksgiving week's worth of games to have a four-way tie atop the B-South division. Szczepanik wanting to throw again, under pressure again, rolling to his right, trying to keep it alive, and then gets tackled by Fultzer in the backfield.
Uh-oh,
Oh, boy.
A lot of penalty flags thrown here.
Oh.
Sousa tackled his own man, Nyblack, who just threw his helmet off and has completely lost control. Not sure what the tangle-up was. Mondon is pushing back big Brad Henson, so those two must have come together.
Wow.
Now, if this game is any indication, you would have to think that the way that Nyblack just reacted, taking his helmet off and throwing it on the ground, Ed, that could very likely be grounds for an ejection.
I would have to say he's done. I mean, if they reacted like that on the third play of the game, what are they going to do now?
I guess the question would be, is Henson involved
exactly
in that as well?
What's going to happen on the other side? There's a personal foul, an ejection on White. He's out.
There's
that's
one.
It.
We
just
know
one.
That's on Nyblack. There's no question as to who it was.
Well, that means
Sousa tried to keep Nyblack under
control.
Give
Sousa credit.
I mean, he tackled his own man.
There's a guy
to keep him on the ground.
You know, there's a guy with his head in the game. I mean, so Nyblack will miss the playoff game next week.
Two, now three ejections. We haven't seen anything on the other side.
Nope, I don't think we are.
Against Henson. We had two ejected earlier in the night and one more here.
And let me tell you, whoever told him to, Henson was smart enough to go right to the sidelines. Take yourself out of the line of fire.
This one's going one way, guys.
Yep.
That's number three. Timmy Osborne pleading his case now, as Dan Duddy pleaded early in the game.
You know, so crazy to think about it. And, Kevin, you referenced it. These two guys have known each other for a long time.
Oh, this has nothing to do with
that. No, but you wouldn't expect it among
matter of fact,
this game.
Matt, you know we had Danny on our show last Thursday, and Timmy kind of teased me, why didn't we have him on? And before the game, Timmy said, like, do me a favor, get Danny and I on together next year, you know.
Well, if we had them on together next week, we'd have a heck of a lot to talk about in this game.
I don't think either of them are very happy with this. I can tell you that. I guarantee you that.
Well, what Dan Duddy has done, at least for this play and maybe for the remaining part of the game, he's taken Brad Henson out.
Yep.
That's one more guy that he can ill afford to lose for next week. Again, we didn't see indication that Henson even received a penalty.
No, it was one penalty.
All one way.
With the infraction, the ball spotted now just inside the 15-yard line. Szczepanik wanting to throw. Stops, goes over the middle, looking, and deflected away at the goal line. And again, Castronova playing a great safety tonight. coming over and deflecting that down. The intended target was Hannafin.
Well, you know how badly Donovan would just like to get some points, get on the board here in front of their home fans.
Second down and 10. Soskevich hit as he releases the ball. This one intercepted, picked off by Connell. Runs all the way across the field, taken down close
face
to the 9-yard line. And another flag has come out. That will be a face mask on the tackle. Looked like it was number 51, Brett Hogenkamp, who made the stop.
Yeah, he got a good piece of the face mask, so that'll get the Lions out of the hole from the 10-yard line. That'll move it up 15. Or is it 10 or 15? I can't even keep track.
Yeah.
I guess 10.
15.
Nah, yeah, it is 15.
Personal foul.
So that'll put it on the 24-yard line. And
I would suggest here.
I know what you're going to say. No shaking hands afterwards?
Oh, I was going to say I would just take a knee three times.
Yeah,
you
know.
Why even allow anything else to happen?
Well, they can't do that three times.
Sure they can.
Well,
they can punt it away on fourth down.
Oh,
so
okay.
What?
Okay, and punt
it. 21-0.
Okay. I understand. I understand.
First and 10, high snap. Regina gets the carry. Hit in the backfield and dropped for a loss on the play. Clock will continue to run here.
I also think, let's be honest, that we have to be careful after the game here because tempers are hot since this latest incident happened most recently, you know, in the last minute or so. So let's hope that the two can show some sportsmanship after this one.
Second and 12 as Castronova letting that play clock wind down. Gets the snap. Almodovar carries it. Gets to the 25-yard line. Gain of two.
Yeah, I think they could take a knee now if the referee doesn't set it. Sometimes the referee will check the clock out. And
they'll have to snap it one more time.
Yeah, they'll have to snap it.
I'll tell you one thing about this young man, Castronova. You'd never know he's a sophomore.
No.
He's clearly in control, very smooth, and very impressive, and I think a comforting feeling for the Lions knowing they have two more years of him.
They will go into victory formation with Davies taking the snap. Castronova, the deep guy, and that'll do it. And friendly foes, the two offenses and the offense and defense as they end this one.
And let's hope that nothing ensues after the game here, right, as we've had three total ejections.
There's Timmy and Dan shaking hands right now.
Bunch of personal fouls.
Players have not moved yet.
Coach is now talking to the officials together, kind of unusual.
You wonder whether or not, Ed, they're talking about what you had said, just letting the players not shake hands and go into the locker room.
Nope, looks like they're
going to
line up.
They will shake hands.
Duddy and Osborne embrace, yep, at midfield.
Coaches just keeping an eye on everybody. I think what happens between the lines, guys, is different, you know, and this was a hard-fought game. I take nothing away from Monsignor Donovan in the season they've had. Obviously, you lose your quarterback on the third play of the game. It's a tough situation. I thought they played their hearts out on defense. They struggled, of course, on offense, but what more can you expect from the backup QBs that played? Thought they did a good job. And Jack's Liberty, I was impressed with. They did a nice job.
Our Cleese Ocean Trophies player of the game is the sophomore quarterback and safety, Matt Castronova. And Ed will get a word with him momentarily. You'll have to do it quick because they're leaving the field.
We'll get them. I got my guy Matt here.
His name is Brad, but that's okay.
Excuse me, Brad. I got him right here. Take your helmet off there, big guy. Our player of the game, the young sophomore.
Yep.
Tell us about this victory, a big victory. You came in here against the probable B-South champions, and you took it to them, and you got the zero up there.
Yep. They stopped us on offense. I mean, I was stopped all game, tried to get something done. Defense scored, and then we got turnovers when we needed them.
Well, you threw the one touchdown pass early in the first half, and then the two picks on defense. We remarked quite often about your playing that free safety position. You just seem to have a knack for the football.
Yes, I believe so. I've been playing a lot, so I feel like I know where the ball is at all times.
You know, you didn't start the year at quarterback. Coach said they made a decision, three or four games in, and you have become the quarterback, actually a little bit later than that, and you've been you've led this offense, this Lion offense, for the last three or four games. I mean, tell us about the difference between moving in.
I felt like I had the ball in my hands more often, and I felt like our offense, the running back, was able to get the ball more. We're scoring points, so that's
the bottom
team. The line's playing good, so we're playing good.
And first trip to the playoffs in a while, right?
Yeah, it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling.
Hey, your brother was the quarterback a few years back, and talking to the coaches on the sideline during the game, they said you've been around the program since you were, like, in sixth grade.
Yeah, I used to give water to them, and they've been waiting for me.
Now you got an entourage, right? They're going to be giving water to you.
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Congratulations. Good luck next week in the playoffs.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Hey, classy little kid, huh?
Yeah,
for a
good
sophomore. And you know what? He looks every bit of probably 15, guys.
Sophomore quarterback, Castronova.
Matt Castronova, right.
Our player of the game tonight and a well-deserved player of the game. Couple of interceptions, touchdown pass as well, and the Lions, mathematically at least, keep alive their chances for part of a division championship. And, Kevin, perhaps more importantly, get a little more momentum heading into the playoffs next weekend.
That's a good win for them, absolutely. And, you know, we'll see where they get seeded. I mean, nobody really knows anything right now. It's all about the seeds and all the matchups. And, you know, but Jackson Liberty will go into that postseason with some momentum led by their sophomore quarterback and probably feeling good about themselves as well they should be. Meanwhile, on the other side for Mondon, you know, I mean, really a night in which they were hoping to clinch the B-South championship. They not only don't do that, but they get shut out at home, and their outstanding junior quarterback will not be available for next week's probable playoff game with RBC. So just a rough night all around for the Griffins.
Yep, very unfortunate, Ed. You know, and again, I made this comment in the second half. You wonder, in a way, what this game could have and would have been like had Grasso been able to play.
Yeah, it's something we'll never know, guys. I was looking forward to watching Grasso play. You know, I've told the story before, but his dad played for me at Toms River East, a tough, you know, a hard-nosed linebacker, and, you know, he would email me quite often during the season and say hopefully someday we'll have an opportunity to do a game, and here we are tonight doing the game, the Monsignor Donovan game, and I didn't get a chance to see him play, but I will watch him play at some point either this year or next year. I made his dad that promise, and I know, you know, parents are sometimes more disappointed than the kid. I know Vinny was very disappointed on the sidelines, and I try to, you know, tell him to keep his head up, and you know, there'll be bigger games for him ahead.
Certainly a disappointing way for Monsignor Donovan to play this one here tonight in front of a nice crowd on home. And with everything that's been going on, I'm sure they were looking to put together a bit more of a performance than it wound up being. They lose this game here tonight 21-0. Kevin, obviously we want to thank the folks here at Monsignor Donovan High School able to accommodate us kind of last minute because our schedule had been jumbled around a little bit.
Joe Gomolka, the athletic director, got us set up and then bolted. He had a wedding in Florida this weekend, but Madeline Kinlock and Walt Peters helped us out here, and we greatly appreciate their cooperation as well as the cooperation from both coaches and their staffs, Dan Duddy from Monsignor Donovan and Tim Osborne from Jackson Liberty.
Yeah, both of them at one point had to get us information when they didn't even have any power at their home. This one was fun. It's been a while since we have been here, and always like coming to do a game at Monsignor Donovan. The Liberty Lions, though, from Jackson, take this one 21-0. They improved to 6-2 and 5-2 in the conference. For Mondon, they fall to 5-3 overall, 5-1 in Class B South. As we say goodnight, couple of reminders for you. Jets football tomorrow on 105.7 The Hawk, and we will talk high school football coming up on Thursday night. The Barnabas Healthcare High School Football Show live from the Water Street Grill. We'll have all the playoff updates for you, a complete recap of the final week of the regular season going into the playoffs. A lot to talk about, a lot of big games, and we'll set all the brackets for you and have a ton of guests on, as we always do. Our thanks back to Lauren Bajica in the studios tonight of 1160 1310 WOBM AM. Our on-site engineer, Brad Burescano, aces tonight as always. For Ed Sarluca down on the field, Kevin Williams up here in the box, Matt Harmon saying so long from Monsignor Donovan High School. Final score one more time, Jackson Liberty 21 and the Griffins nothing. You've been listening to High School Football on our Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. Put your trust in physician-owned and operated Open MRI and Diagnostic Imaging of Wall, the Shore's premier medical imaging provider. Follow high school football all season long on the Shore Sports Network. And for the latest news and information, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com.